It's been nearly 3 weeks since an outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus was reported in West Africa. The World Health Organization says as of today, 157 cases have been confirmed in Guinea. 101 people have died. Neighboring Liberia has 21 reported cases and 10 deaths. Suspected Ebola cases are also being monitored in Sierra Leone and Mali. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Darkton has this report from Guinea's capital.
Health officials are on high alert. At the international airport, travelers' temperatures are monitored for signs of infection. In Conakry, concern is mounting. People rarely shake hands now and are being advised to regularly wash their hands with bleach-diluted water. At the main Donka teaching hospital in the city, the international medical charity MSF, Doctors Without Borders, has set up an Ebola treatment center with an isolation unit. Visiting the facility is Guinea's health minister, Rémi Lama. He spoke to NPR days after an attack on a similar treatment center in Macenta in the southeast, where Ebola was first detected. No Doctors Without Borders staff member was injured, but the fear factor among the public about the deadly hemorrhagic disease is intense. The health minister says there are no taboos, and he's imploring Guineans to remain calm and not to listen to rumors that foreign health workers brought Ebola to Guinea. Lama says misinformation is a mighty problem. The virus can be transmitted to humans from wild animals, including fruit bats and monkeys, both of which are culinary delicacies in some parts of Guinea. Direct human contact with another person's sweat, blood, feces, and other bodily fluids, as well as the unprotected handling of infected corpses, can also lead to infection. Spokesman for Doctors Without Borders in Guinea, Sam Taylor, says they're working with local authorities and hope to restart operations soon in Macenta.
We're still out of Macenta. We have our head of mission negotiating with the authorities down there, the health authorities, to try and get access as soon as we can. But our activities have been suspended. But the most important thing is that the patients are still there who are positive for Ebola and they're being cared for.
Local media are giving blanket coverage to the Ebola outbreak. A radio debate today included health experts, ministers, civil society, and ordinary people, as well as one survivor. Here at the Doctors Without Borders Treatment Centre in Conakry, a number of patients have been discharged. 20-year-old hygienist Aissata Diallo is assisting the emergency agency. She acknowledges there's still a long way to go. But while the majority of patients who contract Ebola die, she says she's delighted to see some patients recovering and going home.
Yes, people leave this facility alive. Not everyone dies from Ebola. Yes, of course, it's contagious. But there are cases where people get well and go home. That's wonderful. And that makes us happy that people are leaving here alive.
Today, the World Health Organization described the Ebola outbreak in Guinea as one of the most challenging because it had crossed borders and is in a large capital city, home to 2 million people. Guinea is battling the most virulent Zaire strain of the virus. WHO Assistant Director General Keiji Fukuda says they will probably remain in Guinea for some time.
Our expectation is that we'll probably continue to see cases for some number of months. And then because we're dealing with Ebola, what we typically try to do is look and make sure that we go through a couple of incubation periods to see whether the outbreak is really over.
Diallo, the hygienist, says it's critical for everyone to remember that Ebola sufferers and those helping them are all human beings. So humanity is key during the outbreak. Ophelia Quist-Darkton, NPR News, Conakry.